Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mark Millar teases new Marvel project. Chris Condon joins Ultimate Universe. Absolute Batman debuts big. This is Comic Book Club News for September 27, 2024. Mark Millar is teasing a new Marvel Comics project, and because he can't stop, won't stop, he is claiming that the idea he has is bigger than Civil War. To be clear, Civil War, the Marvel Comics series, not the American conflict from the 1800s. Something bigger than that would be very bad, though it's possible this comic might also be bad, as Millar was very light on details. The news was revealed during Millar's recent appearance on the Word Balloon podcast. During a rambling story about some big ideas he's been alluding to for a while, Millar explained that he had an incredible idea for a Superman story, signed up to do it for DC Comics, and then also had an amazing idea for a Marvel Comics story. After someone told him that Superman would be public domain in a few years, Millar pulled out of his deal with DC in order to do a public domain version of the Superman story and pivoted to writing the Marvel story instead. Said Millar while recounting speaking to Marvel EIC CB Sapolsky, quote, "I said to CB, I only want to do something at Marvel if I can make it bigger than Civil War, or else, what's the point? I'm not going to come in and do an Iceman series or something like that. I only want to come in and do something that's going to be bigger than Civil War. And the thing I have is way bigger than Civil War, and Civil War is the biggest selling graphic novel Marvel's ever had. The biggest in history. First of all, rude to Iceman. Second of all, there's literally no data to back up that claim that Civil War is the biggest selling graphic novel Marvel's ever had, let alone the biggest in history. Third, though Millar will continue to do his work on Dark Horse's Miller World comic books, he claims he'll also be spending 12 weeks working on this series that is bigger than Civil War. What is it about? TBD, but knowing Millar, I'm guessing it will be some groundbreaking idea like Spider-Man, but he's inside out or something. More on this as it develops. Here's a merry Marvel mystery. What are writer Chris Condon and artist Alessandro Cappuccio doing in Marvel's Ultimate Universe? Specifically, why are they listed as creators on Marvel's Ultimate Universe 1 year in? Well, the issue, which checks in on the villains of the rebooted universe, was originally solicited with writer Dennis Camp and artist Jonas Scharf. Condon and Cappuccio have been added to the roster. Condon himself teased the addition on X, formerly Twitter, with a screen cap of a fan asking about his involvement, the cover of the book, and a little thinking emoji. When Condon was asked about what he was cooking, he mysteriously replied, quote, "just a little something-something." So is that something assisting with the main team on the issue? A backup story, perhaps? And could it spin off into a new Ultimate Universe series? We'll know more when the issue hits stores on December 11, 2024. Absolute Batman is about to have an absolutely huge debut, fitting for the extremely chonky take on the character from writer Scott Snyder and artist Nick Dragotta. Per Bleeding Cool, the first issue has topped 200,000 copies ordered by comic book shops, and may surpass 250,000 thanks to an as-yet-unannounced second printing. According to the rumor site, the sellout and second printing will be announced for a final order cutoff date of October 7 and hit stores on October 30. It will feature several covers by Dragotta, Mike Diodato Jr., and more. If accurate, that's a pretty quick turnaround from the first printing, which goes on sale on October 9. Also, our regular note here, these are orders by comic book stores, not actual sales to customers. Though some actual customers may have actually pre-ordered the book. How Absolute Batman number 1 sells in stores is TBD. And complicating things in terms of deciding how big this is, most companies don't report actual sales numbers. To give some sense of scale, though, IDW revealed that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 1 in July sold over 300,000 copies to comic book stores. And Dynamite trumpeted 170,000 copies for Thundercats number 1 in February. However, according to ICV2's charts for those months, which track sales at select stores directly to customers, both TMNT number 1 and Thundercats number 1 came in second on those months on the units sold list to Marvel comic books. Since we don't have figures from Marvel, either Uncanny X-Men number 1 and Ultimate Spider-Man number 2, which did come in at number 1 on those lists, were massive bestsellers, or the amount of copies being pre-sold to stores does not equal copies being sold to customers. All quibbling aside, this is a promising sign for the kickoff of DC's new Absolute Universe. We'll see how it actually pans out over the next few months. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and an inside-out Spider-Man. What will that genius Mark Millar think of next? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.